involved than we have before, but we need to add this into our study because, from my point of view, it adds some arguments to the presentation that shouldn't be missed. And I want to start with a principle that Sister White identifies in Testimonies to Ministers, page 112. She says, "The Holy Spirit has so shaped matters, both in the giving of the prophecy and in the events portrayed, as to teach that the human agent is to be kept out of sight, hidden Christ, and that the Lord God of heaven and his law are to be exalted. Read the book of Daniel, call out point by point the history of the kingdoms there represented. Behold statesmen, councils, powerful armies, and see how God wrought to abase the pride of men and lay human glory in the dust. Consider the circumstances of the Jewish nation when the prophecies of Daniel were given." And this last sentence here is where we get the title for this presentation, "Consider the Circumstances." And the rule of Bible prophecy that Sister White here is setting out for us is a very important rule, and I think it's oftentimes missed. Sister White says we're to consider the circumstances of how the prophecy is given. In the first sentence we read, she says the Holy Spirit so shaped matters both in the giving of the prophecy and in the events portrayed. Brothers and sisters, Daniel chapter 10 is identifying for us how the prophecy is given to Daniel. And then in Daniel 11:1, the events are portrayed. And those events go on into chapter 12 of Daniel until verse 4 when he's told to seal up the book. And then from verse 4 onward in chapter 12, once again, we're given information on how the prophecy is given. There's two things to look at, Sister White says. Not only do you listen and look at the historical narrative, the events that are portrayed within the prediction, within the prophecy, and you should look at that and understand it, but she's saying there's another way that the Lord conveys information in prophecy, and that way is through the circumstances that surround the prophet as he receives the dream or vision, how the prophet is used to illustrate certain truths within the dream and vision. And that's what rule I want to consider in this presentation as we begin to bring the whole presentation to a conclusion. I want to add one more truth in here before we proceed. From Selected Messages, book 3, page 338 and 339, Sister White says, "Each of the ancient prophets spoke less for their own time than for ours, so that their prophesying is in force for us." And then she quotes 1 Corinthians 10:11, "Now all these things happened unto them